July 16th, 2015. Well, I'm your host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. I'm the founder and chief principal teacher, as well as the host for My Circle of Grace One, which is a spiritual and metaphysical ministry, and was founded on July 2nd, 1999 AD, under the aegis and the anointing of the Angel of Grace through divine providence. And it also gave birth to his very own spiritual and metaphysical institute called the Circle of Divine Grace and Remembrance on February the 7th, 2009. Well, I'm here every Thursday now at 10 a.m. broadcasting live out of Albuquerque, New Mexico for the Thor Ministry Radio Network. And I'm so excited to be here. Decree and It Shall Be. Decree and It Shall Be is the name of my program. And it actually goes into many different disciplines. It covers the science and the art of prayers, affirmations, affirmative prayers, meditations, and decrees. So every now and then I will be teaching some of my channeled and original decrees and prayers and affirmations and showing you how to use them. But I also cover other topics. And so in the past 2 weeks, we covered numerology. And today's program is all about using numerology to discover your personal year cycles and personal month cycles. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to simplify that by giving you all of the information for the numbers 1 through 9. But before we do that, it's very important for you to kind of get a foothold on what numerology is. Well, numerology is the study of numbers and their hidden influence in one's life. I coined it back in 1982 as the shorthand of astrology. That means that numerology is basically the sister to astrology. It is really the way of looking at numbers and how numbers keep reappearing in one's life according to their date of birth as well as their name. Now, I've also used to teach a course a long time ago, started back in 1979, called The Key to Life is Numerology. So what we'll be able to do is show how these numbers make their mark in your life. When numerology is called the shorthand of astrology, it's basically seeing the numbers 1 through 9 representing a sun sign, which is an astrological sign, and its ruling planet. So therefore, each number gains its own existence, its basic characteristics from there. So what I want to help you do today is help you to understand your numerical cycle, be it a month or a year. So all of you that are tuning in right now, if you can, you can get a blank sheet of paper, okay? And it could be lined or just plain without lines. And what I want you to do is write down your birth month. You're going to do this in a vertical line. All you need to do is write down your birth month and then write underneath that the day, the numerical day, or what we call the calendar day that you were born on. Those are the only two pieces of information that you're going to need in order to understand what your personal year number is and your personal month number will be. Well, keep in mind that January represents number 1, February is 2, March is 3, April is 4, May is 5, June is 6, July is 7, August is 8, September is 9, October is the 10th month, November is the 11th month, and December is the 12th month. So if you're born in January, you can write January and just say, equals 1. Now, your birth number will appear on top. Next, you're going to add your birthday or calendar date number directly under it. So think of the format of long addition. Okay, so if you're born January the 15th, you're going to write 1 at the top, and then underneath that, 15, so that the 5 is right under the 1. And then the 1 is to the left for the date. Now, keep this in mind, this part is very important. If your birthday, if you celebrated your birthday last year, you're going to have to place the number 2014 underneath your birth month and your birthday. If your birthday happened this year, you will use 2015. So let me give you an example. Someone had a birthday last year in November, and their birthday number was 3. So they're going to write in a vertical line, 11 at the top, the 3 underneath, and then they're going to write last year because they celebrated their birthday last year. So they're going to write 2014 with the 4 right underneath the 3. And then you're going to add the numbers up. Now, it's important to keep the 20 there. Do not take out the 20. Leave it in place. So for this person that was born November the 11th or November the 3rd, and they celebrated their birthday last year in a vertical line, such as long addition, they'll have the 11, then the 3, and the 2014. But when they add all of these digits up, they will get 2028. Now, what's going to be important about this, before we add those digits together, this means that this person's personal year number already began on November the 3rd from last year and is still in effect all the way up until November the 2nd, 2015. So if you were a person that had your birthday a year ago, today, you would write July 16th, 2014, because on that day, on that birth year, birthday for you, brand new age, your personal year cycle began, and it goes all the way up until yesterday. So that means now, when you look at it from today, you could review what you did last year, but now when you start today, if your birthday is today, then you'll go from July 16th, 2015, all the way up until July 15th, 2016. So that's how long it's in effect, a full 12 months. Now, when you get that whatever date, four-digit number that you got from adding your birth month to your birthday to the year, depending on when your birthday arrived, whether it was last year or this year, I want you to add those digits up. So, for example, in my example that I made, the person, November, the 11th month, the 3rd day, they just had their birthday last year. So it was 2014. So the digits added up, 11, 3, and 2014, come up to 2028. So they add the 20 to the 28, they get 48. Then they reduce the digits all the way down to a single digit. 4 plus 8 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3. So whatever your birthday and birth month is, it's very important where it fell in the year. Now, if you started in January of this year, it'll go from whatever the date is in January that you were born in this year. Let's say you're born January the 1st. So in this year, your personal year cycle would take you from January the 1st, 2015, all the way around to December the 31st, you see, of 2015. It's only going to last that long. And then when your birthday reappears on January the 1st, 2016, you start a brand new cycle. Now, if you wanted to find the current month, that vibration, so, again, let's say you're born today. Your personal year cycle rolls around the clock today from July 16th, 2015, all the way to July the 15th of next year, 2015. But you needed to find out, let's say, how next month would be. Well, all you have to do is that month, which is the 8th month, you add it to your personal year cycle number. That's all you have to do. So that means your personal year cycle number, you have the 7th month and the 16th day, which also is a 7. All right, so 7 and 16 is 23, which is a 5. And you add that 5 into your into this current year cycle, 2015, and you would get that number, or better yet, just the next number. So it's going to work itself out. You'll see how I play this out. Don't worry. And if you have any further questions after today's show, all you have to do is email me at iam.circleofgrace, with the number one at the end, at yahoo.com. Later on in the show, I'll give you all my other contact information. But let me just get started with this so you have an idea how all of this is going to come into play. What will be very important is to, I'm going to keep it as simple as possible, so I'm going to give you a couple of key word information and phrases. And I'm also going to let you know what particular sign, astrological signs, vibrate with that particular personal year number as well as the month. So if you discovered that you were in a personal year number, which is one, if you have a one as a personal year number, this is a brand new year for new beginnings. It's a great time to start a business, a new partnership to be formed. But keep your mind and your plans wide open. It's a good time for you to be more independent, learn new skills, be more direct, and maybe learn how to take the lead. So let's say you were a tune player for a long time. Now's your opportunity to step up and call the shot. If you are working amongst a group and you needed more time off, to be to yourself, not be alone, you're still in touch with the group, but to work on yourself and bring out new skills with yourself. This is a good time to go to school if you're in a one personal year, an excellent time. So it's all about new starts. It's all also about keeping your mind clear, keeping your thoughts clear. Now, one of the things you don't want to do during a one personal year is become overwhelming in partnerships. Don't become a bossy person, okay? Again, you got to keep that open mind, right, to new vistas, new horizons, and new ideas. So when you're going through a one personal year, you can't afford to be a person who gets upset if someone is critiquing you, okay? You can't let your emotions ride in too much. They have to come to the surface, but you can't get upset if someone, you know, says, well, you should do something this way, especially if they're making a suggestion. And this suggestion could help you out. So if you're in a one personal year, you will have to remain open-minded, but you want to keep your, all of your thoughts organized and clear. What could help you out during this one personal year are people born under the sign Leo as well as Aquarius. Also, individuals born under the sign of Cancer or Pisces, but mainly Leos and Aquarians, because they carry this one vibration, especially the Leos. So they can help you really fine-tune yourself, get out there, be a leader, get out there, shine in the spotlight when you have to, take the lead, you know, really get out there and show what you can do and start off fresh and be courageous with your ideas. This is a good time to be a pioneer. So if there's something you've been wanting to do for a long time, when this one personal cycle kicks in, or if you happen to be in a one personal month, this is the time to kick it off, get right into the flow. That's very important. Now, let's say you discovered that you are in a two personal year. So what you want to do is pay strict attention to all of your relationships, be it marital, business, friendship, family. Maybe you have a platonic friend. Pay attention. It says look to be more creative and more harmonious and more peaceful across the board. You might be asked to mediate a dispute or a debate. Now, I didn't mention anything about colors before, but I want to go back and just mention, if you're in that one personal year, you could wear gold. If you could, your skin can handle it, you wear gold or something gold, metallic in color, or yellow or red. It'll, as accents in your wardrobe, that'll help bring that quality forward. Under the two vibration as a personal year, it's a good time for you to wear pastel shades as an accent. This will enhance your auric feel for you. It'll bring your energy up. And when you're using pastel shade, it helps keep you calm and the atmosphere around you calm. So you will find that also facts and figures come into play, dates. So you might want to enhance your memory skills while you're in this too personal year. And pay attention to the little things. And it's also very important to be more tactful and diplomatic in all of your affairs. If you find that you are flowing in a three personal year, this will be very important for you to express yourself. Be more creative with the written or spoken word. Speak up. This is also a year to expand your mind. This is the year of vitality and vigor. So what you want to do is get out and exercise more. That's very important. Maybe start an exercise routine for yourself. Start walking more. Maybe go on hikes. It's also a good time to listen to the youth, the children. They represent all of the new ideas around you. And to keep expanding your mind. Try painting. Try to learn a musical instrument. Maybe take an acting class so that you speak louder and have more confidence. Maybe you align yourself with a public speaking group, like become, the National Speakers Bureau. Just learn how to bring yourself forward. The astrological sign connected is Sagittarius. So a lot of Sagittarians can help you. Sagittarians have a lot of friends. They have so many friends, they can't count them. You know, it just keeps going and going and going. But during that three personal year, your reputation is being observed. So it'll be very important for you, as much as you might want to go out and have fun, it's the social year, as much as you want to do that, be on time. Even get ahead of a location. If an event starts at 3 o'clock, maybe you show up at 2:30, 2:45. Get yourself a good seat. Mix and mingle with the crowd when you get there. But also be bubbly, okay? Show happiness, a sunny disposition on your face. That's very important. If you are in a four personal year, this is the year to build a strong foundation. Especially, let's say you started a business. This is the year during a four personal year cycle to build it, make it stronger. By this time, you'll have your team of people together. Or maybe you understand exactly how you're going to run your business. And now, therefore, anybody that comes into the business, they have to match it at a certain vibration. They have to have the same kind of skills. They have to have other skills as well. What's important, though, they have to be focused like you'll be focused. Also during this four personal year, it's a great time to stay rooted and grounded. Stay organized. Try not to make any rash decisions. Don't make any abrupt changes, especially if you're working with other people. Of course, it's going to throw them off base. And again, it's important to be very steady at everything that you're doing. Be very steady. Four is also about divine order. So that means to align yourself, begin to align yourself with things that are spiritual. Now, also, when people are going through sometimes a four personal year, they will find themselves having a lot of elders around or someone they haven't seen in a long time, or they might have what we call a spiritual past life kind of experience. So they feel like they're meeting up with their old souls and old friends again. The astrological signs that vibrate well during the four personal year are Aquarius and Leo. Now, this is unique coming up. If you find that you have a five personal year, you would expect some assistance from Geminis and Virgos, as they vibrate on this five as well. You're going to find that communication is key. So be very articulate, but enjoy your freedom. Be able to adapt and adjust to change as it happens. Members of the opposite gender observe you very closely. So watch how you speak to others. That's very important during the five. Why? Because there's a lot of racing going on. The mind, it can move really fast. But sometimes in that five personal year, almost like a three, is high energy, you see. So we can get some almost to the point of being careless. You got to watch what you're doing. So when you're in that five personal year and you happen to be a person who loves to get out on the road and drive, it doesn't matter whether you're on a bike, riding, pedaling a bike, a moped, motorcycle, car, van, truck, be extra careful of the traffic that's going on around you. Your mind is moving quick, and so is everybody else. You're going to notice it. Notice it more that everybody's moving around quickly. You either want to be ahead or behind the pack a little bit, okay, which is going to help you. Why? Because you can now survey what's around you, what's going on. If you find yourself in a sixth personal year, as well as a personal month maybe you're going through, you're going to find that family and community events are more important to you than anything else. It'll be very important for you also to check your health. This is the year, though, to step forward with your ideas. In other words, it's sort of like the number one. It's sort of like the number five. Because five means other individuals are observing you. So when you are in a six personal year, you're almost like in the center. Five, you're in the center of activity. And six, you're just outside of the center, just outside of the core. But everybody is still watching you. In other words, you're getting ready to set an example. So you might be this pioneer, you might be this inventor, you might be this musician, this dancer, this choreographer that has all the skills together. You might be a jewelry maker. You have it all together. But when you step into that five, and then now into the six, everybody's watching you. They're not really watching to see if you'll make a mistake. They just want to see how well you're going to bring out these ideas. How are you going to bring it in touch? Is it going to affect and help my family? Is it going to help my partnerships? Is it going to help my community? You see, so it's really building out a much bigger picture. And usually sometimes when you're in the sixth personal year, you can see the money kind of pop up and start growing. And that sixth vibration where money is concerned shares that when we get to the number eight. So during the sixth personal year, you want to maintain balance, and you also want to look for loyalty and trust. You want to know who's really in your circle. See, when you get in that sixth personal year, that's very important. Now, when you enter a seven, in fact, before I say that, six governs people who around you that can come into your life. They can be Taurus or Libra who understand that. Okay. Also with that six, they understand bargains, you know, so you can go out there and barter for something. And that's a Taurian vibration during the six personal year. Now, with the seven personal year, if you're in that right now, you're going to have the influence of Pisces and Cancerian people around you. You're also going to feel like you're meeting up with a lot of old souls and old friends. You're going to find out that your dreams have a lot of messages in them, so pay strict attention to them. Try to remember your dreams. Spend time to yourself. Now, I'm not talking about separating yourself from your family or people who are very good around you, but seven starts talking about going into nature a little bit. Maybe if you're taking a vacation this year or later on in the year, you want to get focused on knowing thyself and healing thyself. Don't get overwhelmed emotionally, not even with your own emotions. And don't let other people's emotions overwhelm you either. You want to work on yourself when you're in this seven personal cycle year. You want to have better health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So spend some time in meditation. Maybe use more affirmations and prayers. Fine-tune your skills. But sometimes during the seven, sometimes people want to get more technical, all right? And sometimes there's a tendency to become more of a perfectionist. Now, it's important to know your job and know your skills, but again, don't overwhelm yourself. You want to relax. So be more creative. Seek the spiritual side of life. Seek spiritual guidance. Now, this kind of brings something to mind because 7 is an old soul quality, and the number 4 is an old soul quality. And the number after this is the 8, which is also an old soul. Now, during a 7 personal year, you're going to seek spiritual advice. And if you need business advice, you're going to seek someone who really knows what they're talking about, okay? You want to get that well-skilled person. Now, I want to hook this back into the 4. During a 4 personal year, you always need a second or third viewpoint of everything. So whether it's legal or health or educational or medical, you're going to want to get that second or third viewpoint. You just don't want to, again, make a rash decision. When you're in a 7 personal year, by that time you got a little bit more fine-tuned, and you kind of know who is who. You kind of know who the experts are around you, who are the highly skilled people. So now if you hear good advice, you could absorb that advice and kind of wrap your head around it, and then you can make your decision. Now, when you enter a 8 personal year, for those of you who are in it right now, you're going to learn how to overcome restrictions, limitations, and whatever else that holds you back. Sometimes it could be what you say and how you think. When you go through an 8 personal year cycle, you're kind of forced, you know, through your own life's experiences to really begin to almost review your past. Like, what have you been doing? What do you keep saying over and over that kind of blocks you a little bit? Or maybe you have other people around you who talk negatively all the time or do negative things. Maybe that's holding you back. So you're almost getting ready to kind of watch who's in your circle. You know, who you have there who's really going to assist you, help you become more organized on a bigger level. So one of the things about the number 8 is to break through your limitation. During this 8 cycle, what I found to be very important is sometimes the past creeps in. So let's say if you didn't handle an old debt or a bill with somebody, or you made promises to someone over and over again, then those promises will rear their head. People will begin to remind you during the 8 personal year, oh, you promised to help me on a project and you didn't do it. Or you might have a marital situation and your mate is reminding you, you know, you promised you're going to fix the sink, or you're going to get somebody to work on our landscape or fix the roof and you didn't do it. You're going to hear all of these things that you didn't get a chance to complete, or you may have forgotten about, or you may have pushed aside. They pile up during the 8 personal year cycle. And if you're in an 8 personal month cycle, they do the same thing. They just pile right up. So you want to be aware of what's going on. Now, I'm also going to show you another way in which to get the personal year cycle, because I just realized, you know, tuning in the spirit as I do this, that you may find it sometimes a little difficult. So I'm going to give you even a shorter method, and you'll be able to use that shorter method just like that. It'll flow just that quickly and come into place. I gave you the long method before, but I'm going to give you an easier method. And everybody's saying, well, give it to us right now. So that's what I'm going to do. Why wait, right? Before we go into number 9, here's the shortcut. Just look at this current year, 2015. What does it add up to? Add the 20 to the 15, you get 35, right? 3 plus 5 is 8. Now, what I want you to do, that number in a square box, so that you know that that is what we call the universal year number. That's what it added up to, just the year alone. So think of, if that's the universal year number, and I just talked about what a personal 8-year cycle would be, the personal year cycle, the personal month cycle, if it's also an 8, and the universal year, which is an 8, 8 is governing everybody. So what people should look at is Capricorn individuals to help them, or people born in the 8th month like Scorpio could help them a little bit. But now here's the shortcut key. All you have to do is take your own birth month number. So let's use the example that I gave before. The person who's born in November, that's an 11, right? Which reduces to a 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. So they're born in the 11th month. I just make it more simplified to a 2. And they're born on the third day. So 2 plus 3 is 5. Circle the 5. Now here's the simple key. Add the 5 to the 8. In other words, add whatever your number. Let's say your birth month number was May, and you're born on the 14th. So you're born in the 5th month, the 14th day, that's the 19, 1 plus 9 is 1. And you add that number to the universal year number 2015, which is already we know is an 8, and you would get the number 9. And that means your personal year number for all of 2015 would be a 9. That's the most simplest way to do it. Now, the way that I gave you, because I happen to be very technical as a numerologist, I always look at, you know, once I know your birth month and birthday, even if it's before this month or you celebrated it last year, then I would start it from last year, you see, and move it all the way around until the day before your birthday of the current year. But so that we get this, I want to make it simple as possible for you. So everyone out there, just take your birth month, whatever that number is. If you're born in January, that's a 1. If you're born in October, that's the 10th month, but that still adds to 1. If you're born in September, according to the calendar system that we're using, which is Gregorian, so September is a 9th month. Okay, so whatever the numbers are for the month goes at the top. Then pick your birthday number. What calendar date number are you born on? Place that right underneath. Okay, so if you're born on the 16th, place the 16th under your birth month number. Add the digits together. Whatever that digit is, circle it. And then go put the plus sign and put the number 8 right after to the right of the sign and add it up. And whatever the numbers are, if it's a double digit or compound number, meaning double digit, 11 or 22, but let's say it comes like a 14, then add the 1 and 4 and you get 5. And that will be your personal year number. It's just that simple. I want to keep it simple for you today. So let's go back here to if your personal year cycle was a 9, or maybe you have a personal month cycle, which is a 9. During this 9 vibration, I want you to look around and look through all of your circles of contacts, be it social or business or both, and realize that you may have to change them up a little bit. Why? Because 9 is about something about being birthed. It's a beginning, but it's an ending at the same time. The beginning. Well, in the beginning part, you're sifting through and you're seeing what doesn't work anymore. Maybe there's certain relationships or partnerships where you're butting heads, egos, or maybe you're just outgrowing them. That's another way to look at it. You've outgrowing the relationship during a 9 personal year. So you want to like kind of prepare yourself. If that relationship was a very good relationship, but you know that you've outgrown it, you want to embrace that person and see them doing their best, see them moving on to their highest good. If it wasn't so good and it's very rocky, well, you want to bless it just the same. But you want to move out of that relationship and get new people starting to come in and get yourself ready for new people. So when you're in this 9 personal year, it's all about the year of beginnings and ending. But what is highly important, it could be a very temperamental year. So you want to watch out for arguments and disputes that get you emotionally upset, get you off center, get you off balance. But it's also a good time to seed into the lives of others. So be a humanitarian. Expand your vision of yourself and stay open-minded. People that can help you a little bit in this area are under the nine are Aries, because nine rules sign, meaning it represents Mars, so Aries followed by Scorpio. These are people who are out and about, want to do something very quickly. Aries sometimes want to move fast. It's got to happen now. Okay, so if you're in a nine personal year, you happen to be an Aries, even though you want to get it done right now, just take your time. You know, you don't want to burn the bridge. You just want to see what's working and what's not working and begin to release it or place that on the back shelf and get yourself ready. It's sort of like a spring cleaning kind of vibration. Get yourself ready to move forward. Now, again, just like I just gave you this very simple way, rather than the long version I was talking about, but a more simplistic way, we all know that 2015 adds the 35, 3 plus 5 is 8, this is a universal 8. And the most simplified way was to take your birth month number, add that to your birth year, or birthday number rather, birth month number, add it to your birthday number, add those two together first. Bring it into a single digit, one digit, it's got to be 1 through 9, right? Take that and add that number that you found to 2015's number, which was an 8, and then you get whatever your personal year cycle was. So now, how would you get the month? Well, just pick the month that you're in right now. So let's say if your personal year cycle was a 1, July in the Gregorian calendar system represents a 7. So all you got to do is add your 1, personal year number 1, to the 7, and you're going to get the number 8. So that means July becomes an 8 personal month for you. So what I just said about the number 8 is blasting through restrictions and limitations. It's all about thinking as big as you can. And this is something I needed to add in. If you're in an 8 personal year or an 8 personal month and you're itching to start a business, it's okay to start it now. Now, the reason for that is you might say, well, this is a year about overcoming restrictions and limitations. Wouldn't I be overwhelming myself? Well, no. You just start a little bit of it. Maybe right now is gather your team. Look for your partners. Look for your angel investors. Do it during this time. Write up your business proposal. Kind of get it together. If you know how to do that, find someone who does. Get all your tax accountants together. Get your attorneys together. Get everybody in place during the 8th personal year. Why? Because what you can do is you get to know them over the next year and a half to 2 years. And if they're not jiving with you, not in harmony, well, it's okay. No hard feelings. You find someone else who can. So when you're in an 8th personal year, it is also paying up anything in the past that you didn't complete. Again, old tasks. Maybe you're going through some legal situation. You might want to seek out an attorney to assist you in it, right? So that you can get everything cleared up. Now, what if you were in a 9 personal year? Now, sometimes certain things do happen. In fact, before I even state that, sometimes people are going to find out that they could be, well, yeah, I could say this. You could find out that you're in a 9 personal year, but let's say you're in the month of September. And it was September already, then September would become also a 9 personal month. But let's say meet other configurations of nines, how they add up. Let's say your personal year cycle was a 2. We're in the month of July, which is the 7th month. So this month would become a 9 personal month. So during your 2 personal year, the 2 would be on the top. If you want, you could write it this way. Another way, you want to keep it fresh and creative in your mind. So you might say, like, have a triangle with a point up and put the 2 in the center. So that's the top vibration. That's the personal year influence going on, okay? And then you want to, underneath there, you can put it in a box or just open whatever the personal month cycle was. So this is a two personal year for you, and you added to this month of July right now, you'd be in a nine personal month within a two personal year. So what does that say? Well, you're trying to be throughout the year tactful, diplomatic, paying attention to details, facts, and dates. You want to maintain peace and harmony across the board. You want to be more loving. Okay, so you want to be an ambassador of goodwill. And in this nine personal month, you should be a humanitarian, an ambassador of goodwill as well. You want to make sure that your relationships aren't falling apart. And if they are, if your partnerships happen to be falling apart, then you need to what? Overhaul them. You need to see what's not working. And whatever is not working, you need to drop it out. Drop it out of the loop. Because while you're in this two personal year, the following month, April, is going to what? Take you into a one personal month. So then it's good for you to start just moving uphill, right? You're putting yourself in a new cycle, still in a relationship. And that's even better because everything is going uphill for you. You have an opportunity to make things work. Well, before we open up the lines to get any questions that people may have, I want to give you some important information, important announcement. Just before I do that, those of you who may have called in, stay on the line. The number is 657-3830. If you're listening through your laptop, desktop, tablet, you should see the number there on the site. And if you want to have a question or a comment, you just call right in. The number's right there. And wait for us to open up the lines to you. Now, what is also important, if you are available on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Thor Ministry Radio Network, please tune in to The Debt Show with Brother Sharif. He's an excellent person that can educate you all about debt. And he has a lot of information. He's very articulate, and he is very helpful. So that's The Debt Show every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And how about on Wednesdays? You want to get yourself uplifted, get your soul uplifted, get your spirit uplifted as well? Tune in to The Woman Re-Elevated Show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Sister Layla L. She could help you find yourself. She could help you realign yourself. She could help you be uplifted. Remember, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Debt Show with Brother Sharif, and The Woman Re-Elevated Show every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Sister Layla L. So, you know, these shows are very important, they're very educational, and they're here to help you. And my show, Decree and It Shall Be, comes every Thursday. If you're out east, it'll start at 12 noon for you. If you're in the central time zone, it's going to start at 11 a.m. for you. If you're right here like I am in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or you're in Arizona, anywhere in that mountain time zone, kick this show off at 10 a.m., and if you're on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m. for you. All right, I want to open up the line to see if anybody has any questions. The number is 657-383-0332. Press 1 now. Come in. Could you give us your first name and any question that you have? And again, I want to keep it as simple as possible. So remember, 2015, this year 2015, is a universal 8 vibration. So throughout the year for everybody, Capricorns, this is your year, getting your financial house in order. Also, look forward to gaining recognition, some type of award from other people. Everybody is looking to assist you. Also, you're going to meet people from your past, people you haven't seen in a while. That happens in an 8 universal year. It happens in an 8 personal year cycle, as well as an 8 personal month cycle. People that you have not been in touch with start to get in touch with you now.
Greetings, Brother Francis.
Yes.
Hi, this is Layla. I have a question.
Okay.
When you gave the calculation for the year cycle and you talked about it from the standpoint of 2014, when I did it the long way, the number was different than when I calculated 2015. So when I'm calculating my current month vibration, do I just take away one since my birthday hasn't occurred yet?
Yeah, that's the long version. That's if you want to be a technical numerologist like myself. Wherever your birthday fell, if you celebrated it last year and it hasn't come up yet, you would use the year from last year. You would add that 2014 there. And then whatever the day of your birth was, celebrated last year, it goes all the way up to the day before this year. So you were born, okay. Or the simplified method for more people who just want to take the shortcut, still get the same information. If you want to get the shortcut and you just want to look at this current year, you just look at 2015, that adds the 8, then add your birth month number and your birthday number, find out what they add up to, and add that to the 8.
Right, but when I did that, I got two different numbers. One digit more. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's what I want to help people to be able to get is that even though you might see two different numbers, you still have information. So what you could utilize is get it more refined. You would, yes, use the longer version. And sometimes not everybody will remember the longer version. When you're first doing it, it feels like a little jumbled up. So you could, when you use the longer version, though, it really helps you fine-tune it. So whatever the number you got for the long version that represents that time frame all the way up to the day before your birthday this year. But if people can't remember the long version, just take your birth month and birthday, add that together, find out the single digit, and add that to the current birth year, the current universal year number. Now, when you either number, it doesn't mean that it's incorrect. The best way to look at it is that you just got additional information to work with. It doesn't really throw you off. And sometimes people could take those two digits if they want to add them together and see what they get. So the way you want to work with numerology is you don't want to limit yourself. You want to realize you're the numerical scientist. So whichever way starts to vibrate and make sense to you, that's what you use. However, when you're teaching this to someone else, you've got to show all the different ways in which it can be done. But it's all information. That's very important. A little different than astrology. Astrologers, you do have to know the natal time. And then there's solar, what they call solar trends, solar progressions. So it goes year to year. And there's a lot of other things that come into place. Saturn returns every 26, 27 years. So there's a lot of different things going on that you have to be aware of. But in numerology, the whole key is just to keep it simple. Again, anyone else has any questions? 657-383-0332 is our live call-in number. Press 1. If you're already on the number, press 1. What is very unique about all these things that are dealing with numbers, numbers speak of cycles. So every 9 years, we go through a cycle. In numerology, also, there are other cycles. Sometimes you take the calendar day number that the person is born on. So let's say a person is born on the 24th. 2 + 4 = 6. They could say for themselves that maybe they might go through a mental health change or an emotional wellness change every 6 years. That's another way. But these are all ways and means that have to be explored by the person that's using the numbers. So numerology helps you create a system of your own that you're comfortable with. And you can bring that information all the way out. I want to also put some of the colors that go with the personal year numbers that are accents. I mentioned that the personal year number one, people could use gold or metallic gold and red and yellow. If you had a two personal year, you can use a soft orange color that fits well with the lunar vibration because that's what the two is. You could also use silver as well as pastel shades like soft lavenders, soft mint greens, soft purples, pinks. If you're in a three personal year, indigo, royal purple, which is sort of like the violet color, those shades, lavender, lilacs, those work well. You can even use a fuchsia pink or magenta during that time, just as an accent, not a full wardrobe, though, just a touch of it. In other words, when we say just an accent or a touch, so when the eyes fall upon you, what you're wearing, the energy is being radiated out. If you're in a four personal year, well, you don't wear too many bright colors, but you can wear silver or metallic colors. So you can wear very silver shades, metallic grays, metallic blues, anything that's shimmering. Okay. Also, plaids and stripes and muted tones are good during a four personal year. If you're in a five personal year, again, it's silver should be worn, but also blue, or you can also get away with wearing white or soft white hue. If you are in a six personal year, you get all shades of green, but close to an emerald green, a forest green, an olive green, or sage green, moss kind of color. You could also wear shades of pink, from a sunset pink to almost a bright pink. If you are in a seven personal year, your accent color will be the purple shades, the royal purple shade. I just came to mind, if you're in the six personal year, you can also wear royal blue, cobalt blue, ultramarine, a little touch of navy blue. When you're in the seven personal year, the purple hues work best. And what they do is they work on the subconscious mind as well. That purple hue gets you to turn into the third eye region, you see. So it helps open up your third eye, so your psychic eye gets stronger. Also enhances your intuitive nature. If you're in an eight personal year, the color can be all the earth tones, browns. You can wear autumn shades, fall shades, right? Pumpkin orange shade you can pull off with an eight personal year. Black always works. This is very rich soil kind of a color, very magnetic. Rich brown, russet brown, sienna brown, all of those earth tone colors are good to wear during the eight personal year. If you are in a nine, now, nine is Mars and it captures the color red as an accent, but you can't wear a bright, bright red. Wear more like a wine color or maroon kind of color. I could tone it down a little bit. A cherry red is okay. Or out here, they call it a southwestern red. That's nice, but not a very fiery red. You don't want to agitate yourself. You don't want to agitate others. So those are some of the colors that fit for you when you're in a personal year cycle. Again, if there are any questions, feel free to call 657-383-0332. If you're already on right now on that line, press number one so you can be acknowledged. This is Decree and It Shall Be. I'm the host, Brother Francis Revels Bay. I'm glad to be here today. It's July the 16th, 2015. I'm on every Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 9 Pacific Standard Time in the morning, Central Time Zone, 11 a.m. out east. It kicks off at 12 noon for you. And we usually do this show from 60 to 90 minutes. Last week we went 2 hours. It was almost 2.5 hours last week. That's a lot of information. Much of the information you're going to hear here, I will always repeat. I just wanted to bring forth some other numerology information for you this week in today's show. Next week we're going to start with something a little different. We'll probably go back to decrees and prayers and affirmations. Whatever the angel of grace wants me to bring out, I'm going to bring it out for you. Again, that call-in number is 657-383-0332. That call-in number, press 1. In the meantime, remember, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, be sure to tune in to Brother Sharif and his show, The Debt Show. Learn everything about debt, how to clear your debt. Get some information, ask him questions about it. He's very, very knowledgeable. And all of you women out there that lift your spirits and get them higher, every Wednesday, be sure to tune in at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to the hostess, Layla Eel, with her show, The Woman Re-Elevated Show. Get your spirit lifted. Get this information. It's all important. And this is the time to receive it. That's The Debt Show every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the host, Brother Sharif. And every Wednesday, The Woman Re-Elevated Show at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with the host, Sister Layla. I'm here every Thursday. I'm Brother Francis Revels Bay with Decree and It Shall Be every Thursday. If you're on the East Coast, it's at 12 p.m. If you're on the Central Time Zone, it's 11 a.m. If you're right here like I am in Mountain Time, it starts at 10 a.m. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m. After the show, if you need to call me, you can use my Skype number, 973-685-5978. I have a Google Talk number. That's right, I have a Google Talk number, 505-289-1943. You can always email me at iam.circleofgrace with the number 1 at the end at yahoo.com. Maybe you want to listen to a prayer, a 24/7 all-purpose prayer. Why don't you call 505-717-4722? Please make your comments or questions now while the show is live. I had a great day yesterday. I went with my spiritual family out here. We went to Cochiti Pueblo. They have what they call a feast day, and it's all day long. We went out and saw the Cochiti Pueblo dancers, and I mean from the little tots, look like 1 or 2 years of age, all in their regalia, all the way up to the elders, and listening to the elder brothers and the younger brothers beat the drum, native drum, two-headed drum. Low tone was the male vibration, and the higher pitch tone was the female vibration. Powerful ceremonies. Watching them dance in the plaza, dance in the courtyard areas. One of the great things about feast day is the food. So our shaman, Cochiti Pueblo, shaman friend, Brother Redbird, he invited myself, my sister, and her son, and we went out there. We got out there about 10 a.m. yesterday, and we went and saw the dancers first, and then came back to his house and sat down with all of the guests and people coming through, and oh, man, food was delicious. It was a full spread there. Again, our live call-in number is 657-383-0332. If you're on that number now, press 1 so you can be acknowledged. Come in and give your first name and give me a question or comment. Numerology is a fun, metaphysical, part of the, what they call the mantic arts, such as astrology and palmistry, handwriting analysis, tarot. all these things. Crystallics, which is the study of crystals. Symbolics, that's not symbols, but symbolics, like the instrument, a cymbal, that deals with tuning forks. There are many, many vibrations, topical matter, that we're going to begin to touch upon. One day in the future of this year, I'm going to bring a topic out called Altering Your Mind Through Altars. That's altering your mind through the powers and the use of an altar. And I'll tell you all about the significance of an altar, A-L-T-A-R, and how it alters, A-L-T-R-S, your consciousness, puts you in touch with your elders and your ancestors, angels, and your spirit guide. Also going to talk about dreams, how to understand the different symbols in your dream, how to really understand the dream language that goes on in the middle of the night while you're asleep. And we're going to bring out what lucid dreaming is and daydreaming. Of course, we're going to talk about meditation and its benefits, and how you use deep breathing, and how you can use colors and guided meditations to help you out. All of this takes place right here every Wednesday. We decree and it shall be. I'm here live from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I kick the show off at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I'm Brother Francis Revels Bay. While we're waiting to see who is calling in, perhaps you want me to review this information. And I'm going to do that right now. If you're in a one personal year, this means that it's a brand new time, a new beginning, new thoughts, new ideas come to mind. Great time to be a pioneer. Maybe form new partnerships. Maybe start a business. Keep your mind and your plans wide open. Be more independent. Learn new skills. Be more direct with others. Learn how to take the lead. You might be the team player, but now it might be your time to step forward. The best way to learn about the one vibration is look to Leo or Aquarius. Look to Leo or Aquarius. Also, I want to let you know, too, during that one vibration, you might, maybe it's not a Leo person that assists you, but it could be a person whose birthday number also adds to the one. Maybe it's a 10th, person born on the 10th, or someone born on the 19th, or someone born on the 28th. That person could help you. Or maybe it's a person born on the series of the 4, 4, 13, 22, and 31, or the series of the 2, 2, 11, 20, 29, or the series of 7, 7, 16, and 25, in that order. Those people with those birthday calendar numbers can assist you if you're in one personal year. Why? Because they have that similar quality. If you're in a two personal year, pay attention to all your relationships, marital, business, friendship, platonic, family. Look to create harmony and peace across the board. Be more tactful and diplomatic. You're like an ambassador when you're in a two personal year. Now, you might be, as I said before, ask to mediate a dispute or a debate. Don't be in the middle of it. Just help bring back peace. Colors under the one personal year were yellow, gold, and red. And if you're under the two, it's orange and pastel shades as accent. Cancerian and Pisces, Leo and Aquarius can help you. If you're in that three personal year, Sagittarians can help you. People born on the 3rd, the 12th, 21st, and the 30th have similar qualities. They know how to express themselves creatively through the written or spoken word. This is a good time when you're in the three personal year to speak up. It's the year of vigor and vitality. That means get out there and exercise. Get out there and socialize. A lot of social invitations happen during a three personal year. Maybe it's good for you to start throwing a social event around your home, around your community. Expand your mind. Listen to the youth, especially the children, with new ideas. If you're in that four personal year, stay organized. get rooted, get grounded, but try not to make any rash decisions. Try not to make any abrupt changes. Stay focused now and keep building a strong foundation. Be as steady as possible. This is the time to get rock solid when you're in that four. Now, sometimes when you're in that four personal year, or maybe it's a four personal month, things can move kind of slow. Like you just can't wait. You know how when you were children in school and you're waiting for the 3 o'clock to show up and look like it never takes forever because you're staring at the clock. And then when you look away, bang, it's 3 o'clock and you're out of school. Four moves really slow vibrations. But if you're in that four personal year, you're going to look to Aquarians and Leos to help you. Or maybe individuals born on the 4th day, the 13th day, the 22nd day, or the 31st day of any month. Or maybe they're born under the 1, 2, and 7 vibrations. But you want to keep moving ahead, but just work on everything. Now, sometimes when you're in that 4 personal year and things are slow, it's okay to repeat things. In other words, you're going to build a stronger foundation, so you're going to make sure you're doing everything correctly. So think like a number 2 during a 4. Pay attention to the little things. The things that appear to be insignificant are just as important as the bigger things. Now, if you're in that 5 personal year, you could gain assistance from Gemini and Virgo personalities or people born on the 5th, 14th, and the 23rd. You're going to want to enjoy your freedom. You know, you don't want to be hemmed in. During that 5 personal year, you're going to want to think outside the box. Now, I didn't mention this, so I should mention it now. If you're in a 5 personal year, promote yourself. Promote your ideas. Get them out in front of the public. Find a way. Be able to adapt and adjust to change as it happens. In other words, make it smooth. Be articulate because communication is the key. Members of the opposite gender begin to observe you, so watch how you speak to other people. If you're in that 6th personal year, you have Taurus and Libra people can help you out. Family and community issues are very important to you, but you also want to check your health. Keep yourself well balanced. Maybe start a health regime. Something new, different exercise program. Get outside in nature more. That's also helpful when you're under the 6th personal year or personal month. This is your year to step forward with your ideas, but maintain balance and look for loyalty. Look for friends. If you're in that 7th personal year, spend time to yourself. It doesn't mean isolate yourself. Just start attuning yourself more into nature, more into divinity. You have Pisces and Cancerians to help you, as well as Leos and Aquarians, people specifically born on the 7th, 16th, and the 25th day of the month, as well as those born on the 2 vibration, the 4 and the 1 vibration. You want to be able to work on yourself, but don't get overwhelmed by emotions. Whether it's other people or your own, don't get overwhelmed. Stay clear from being or feeling depressed. Depressed, by the way, is anger turned within, so you don't want to get like that. You don't want to be moody either. You don't want to get temperamental. Work on yourself. Try to maintain positive health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Meditate more. Use affirmations, prayers, and decrees. Fine-tune your skills. Sometimes you want to be a technical person or a perfectionist, but be creative. Be spiritual. Seek spiritual guidance. Also, like the 4, the 7 vibration, personal year or personal month, you'll find things from the past popping up, but you're going to have a closer connection through your dreams. So watch the pattern of dreams that you have. Pay attention to your gut feelings more, your intuitive nature. Well, if you're in that 8 personal year cycle or personal month cycle, it's about overcoming restrictions and limitations and whatever else that holds you back. This is a good time for Capricorns to start tuning into what they're doing, seek better recognition, overcome those old things. old ideas. But also, this is a good time during the eight-person year to connect with elders. Longtime friends come up out of the past, seem to pop up out of nowhere in that eight-personal cycle. Now, if you're in the eight-universal year that we're in right now, 2015, you might find that a lot of people are popping up around you. You haven't seen these people, heard from them in a long time, and all of a sudden they're back in the picture. So pay attention now to all of that that you see going on around you. And during this eight-personal cycle, you might be chomping at the bit to start a new business. It's okay to start a little bit at a time. Start gathering your board of directors, or start gathering the attorneys you want to work with and CPAs you want to work with and other individuals, you know. You want to start finding out who's going to be your partners. Or maybe you have to go it alone for a while. Or maybe you want to check in to see if it's a good season for you to really start. But you don't need to overwhelm yourself. Why? Because during the eight-personal year cycle, you get to see over the next year and a half. Why? Because 2 years from there, you enter in a one-personal year, which is going to be excellent anyway for kicking it off the ground. So during the eight-personal year, you get a chance to clear up all these other things so you don't have any obstacles, you see. That's unique about the eight-personal year cycle. And it's new ideas, and you don't want to resist your opportunity to grow. So sometimes you get an idea that pops up during an eight-personal year. This is a good time to research it out. And if you fall into that nine-personal year, you have Aries and Scorpio, or people born on the 9th, 18th, and 27th, where the 8 vibration, you had the 8, 17, and the 26th. But during this 9, look around for some of your circles, be it social or business. Sometimes they are going through changes. So they might begin to come to a close. So embrace them and send everyone off to their highest good, because when you do that, you're blessing yourself with the highest to happen to you as well. Stay clear of debates and arguments that get out of hand. You don't want to be in the middle. You don't want people lodging fear or anger in your direction. So you want to kind of clean house. 9 is that time for like spring cleaning. But it's a good time to seed into the lives of others. Be the humanitarian and be open-minded. All right now, who is on the line at 657-383-0332? If you're on that live call-in number, you have a question or comment, one now. If you're listening online, you'll see the number in front of you. You want to make a comment, call in 657-383-0332 and press 1. So you can be acknowledged, say your first name, and give your question or comment. Again, every Tuesday, the Debt Show, with the great host himself, Brother Sharif, giving you all the information you need to know about debt, educate you about debt, and how to begin to release debt, get clear. If you want your spirit and your soul uplifted, every Wednesday, listen to Sister Layla Eel with the Woman Re-Elevated show, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Debt Show is every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Brother Sharif. These two people have a lot of information that will assist you in more ways than one. We're here through Thor Ministry Radio Network. Give a shout out to Brother Sharif because he's making it all possible for us to be here to share and give this information to you. Always call in when you get an opportunity, 657-383-0332. That's the live call-in number also for the Debt Show with Brother Sharif. It's also the same call-in number for Sister Layla L with the Woman Re-Elevated Show, as well as the Kree and Ms. Chal B with me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So if anyone
Brother Francis,
there,
we have a caller.
Yes.
Okay. 770-4426. Welcome to the Korean It Shall Be.
Thank you. This is wonderful information. It's been years since I've done numerology and forgotten how wonderful it is. If you're in the middle of litigation, how can you use numerology to help you?
Okay. Well, what is, again, you want to find out what your personal year number, what your personal month number is. Now, if you're going through something like legal or medical, some of the suggestions I make to people is, if at all possible, when did it start? It's almost like an astrologer. Do you know the date that it began?
2012.
Okay. So
how do we figure out our personal year? Is it by how old we are, or I can't remember?
Okay, what you're going to do is take your birth month number, whatever that is. So let's say you're born in February, that'll be number 2.
Okay.
So just like, okay, and then you're going to place your birthday number right underneath it and find out what those 2 digits are.
Okay.
And then whatever those 2 digits add up to.
4.
Then, right, okay, add it up to a 4. So if we added that to 2012 when this began, puts you in a 9 personal year. So one way of looking at it, if you're still in the middle of it, it started out with a 9, so it means it was very unstable. And it could be still unstable for a while. So,
wonderful.
So now you. So it's letting you know you're in it for
the
long haul.
Well, I'm a 5, so I adapt to anything, you know. So.
Okay, yeah.
I just go with flow.
If you're the 5, if you're the 5, you're going to find out how to make it easier for you.
Yeah, I found Thor. That's made it easier.
Yeah. So
it just took
me
a couple of years to find it.
Yeah. So with that 5, and if that's your nature, the tendency, 5 is inquisitive. 5 is going to ask a ton of questions. 5 is going to do all the research. 5 is going to get every possible angle together.
So true.
And when you have the 5 vibration and you happen to be a 5, you know, birthday digit person, then what happens is, because you are growing in awareness on every plateau, you will always look for the right timing to interject something, to interject information. So it's sort of like think of a person with six bullets in their gun. You're not going to waste them. You're going to bring each piece of information out, and you're going to make it so that it's very thorough. And sometimes 1 or 2 pieces of information are better than a whole bunch, because then you can kind of wear down the opposition a little bit, make people just constantly go over something, make sure there's no loopholes. Or if there are any loopholes, plug them up if you have to. Or maybe you're looking for the loophole to see where the opening is, right, to see where the faults are. So that's one of the ways in which you can do that. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but if you know someone who's really adept at astrology, they could show you another hue of it.
Well, I've done astrology since I was 17, and I know my chart, and the 8th house is not good for me. So, you know, I have to work with the energy. I always thought it was procrastination, but I'm recognizing now a lot of it is timing, and it's basically being inwardly guided not to do something when I was pushing to do it.
Right. The best thing you could do on top of that is just keep your prayers and meditations going. Get yourself into that zone where you are hearing from a higher level as what to do and when to do. And as you can attune yourself to that, you know, spirit will start whispering all kind of information that's good for you. And you get to hear almost in advance. Well, I'm not going to say almost in advance. You begin to hear it. You begin to see it in dreams, how it's about to unfold. And that's where lucid dreams come in.
Yeah. Oh, I've had lots of dreams standing in front of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, gee, I wish it would go that well when I'm actually there.
Well, what you could do when you're in a lucid dream, though, and if you understand when lucid, and it takes a little while for us to figure out when a dream is lucid. Lucid means you're still asleep physically, but you're consciously awake in the
right.
dream. So what happens is you're in your dream body, just like in your physical body. You don't see your face, but you can look down and see yourself. So that means you're in your dream body. That means now you're lucid, and you go, well, this is how I want it to go. And you start projecting the thought out the way you want it to flow. And over
Perfect.
A period of time, it can happen for you.
Yeah, well, years ago it was much easier to do. I don't know what happened, but, you know, the energy was so easy. I could manifest almost instantly, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if the energy shifted, how much I shifted, but I was in a healing mode all the time and a manifestation
right.
mode, and in that space, I don't know how to describe it, but it was just in a different space.
Right.
And it flowed, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I got grounded, I guess. I don't know. It was,
well,
it's just...
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just, I mean, just really glad you're bringing this back up because we need it. We really need
mm-hmm.
it now more than ever, all of the spirituality
yeah.
In mm-hmm. our lives, every aspect of it, and to use,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
no matter what we're doing. And
right.
For some reason, I walked away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably got overwhelmed with just so many other things going on.
True.
So, you know, with a lot of things are influencing you and other people's energies, you know, because life is such that other people's energies could be getting in the way as well. So, you know, you're racing about again and not slowing down. So whenever possible, I suggest just spend some quiet moments and start to go into yourself and bring the guidance up from your ancestors, from the Holy Spirit, the angels, and let them begin to help you turn it around so you can see how advantageous the energy could be for yourself. So it may cause you to be more patient, and then it'll start manifesting again for you. In other words, you'll start noticing some subtle changes.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in today. You be well and be blessed, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You are. Bye now. All right. 657-383-0332. That is the live call-in number. If you're on, press 1 now. I want to thank everyone, even if you're not comfortable calling in, but thank you for listening today. Without an audience, but you got to have an audience. So I'm glad even if you're listening to this show or you come back later and listen to it in the archives and download it, replay it over and over and over again. If you need to contact me after the show, you can always email me. You can email me right now, not online, but you can email me right now at iam.circle, C-I-R-C-L-E, of grace, O-F-G-R-A-C-E, with the number one at the end, at yahoo.com. I have a Google Talk number. You can call 505-289-1943. That's my Google Talk number. If you know all about the use of Skype, you can call my Skype number, 973-685-5978. You can leave a message on any of those numbers. I have a prayer line. You can call it 24 hours, 7 days a week, and listen to an all-purpose affirmative prayer and meditational decree. It lasts about 2 minutes, though, but if you have that time to listen, why don't you call 505-717-4722 and let it bring rest to your soul and rest to your spirit. Are there any other callers? We have a few more minutes. dial 657-383-0332. You can make a question or a comment. Or, again, you can email the question or your comment. Next week, we're going to have a completely different topic, something that will also help raise your spirit and balance your energies out. Who knows? Might use a little meditation with colors and chakras so you can understand how all of that works too. This is Decree and It Shall Be, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 12 noon for you. If you're in Central Time Zone, it's 11 that it begins. If you're on the West Coast, it starts at 9 a.m. I'm here live from Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you want to understand how to get clear of debt, tune in to Brother Sharif Bey's show. He is the host of The Debt Show, and he's there every Tuesday right here at Thor Ministry Radio Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 11 a.m. every Tuesday with Brother Sharif and his program, The Debt Show. Every Wednesday, why don't you tune in to the Woman Re-Elevated show with Sister Layla L. every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody has good information for you. We look forward to sharing this with you, answering your questions, receiving your comments. Two more minutes before I sign out. Again, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and being supportive whenever you can, whether you're listening live or you're downloading it later to replay it. I know a lot of people are on different work schedules. A lot of my people that I mentor, I am also a spiritual mentor. I have a concept called mentoring masters. That's the concept, mentoring masters. That means the Holy Spirit sees you already as a master. You're just taking your energy to a higher level. This is Decree and It Shall Be, and I'm the host, Chief Principal Teacher, Brother Francis Revels Bay. Time is ticking. We are listening to you right now, 657-383-0332. This is a wonderful day. It is July 16th, 2015, sunny out, and it looks like it's hot. This is the Southwest. This is Albuquerque, New Mexico. The land of enchantment, they call it. Later on, I'm going to go out for a walk in the land of enchantment and breathe in this southwestern air. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to sign out. This is Decree and It Shall Be, here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm your host, Brother Francis Revels Bay, and I want to leave you my signature statement, my mission that I follow. Remember that divine grace is a blessing, as we are alive and well in the age of remembrance. See you next time. I'll be here next Thursday, the 23rd of July, at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time next Thursday. Decree and it shall be. And yes, remember that divine grace is a blessing, as we are alive and well in the age of remembrance. See you soon.